In local news, Waka Kotahi has found a solution to permanently fix State Highway 23 after a bit of it fell down the hill during the recent cyclone. While the temporary road was being built, they were also investigating the cause of the slip and devising a solution, which they are now working on. The plan is to construct what they call a geosynthetic reinforced retaining wall with 12-metre concrete piles drilled deep into the hillside to support it. With resurfacing work, installation of guardrails and line markings needed to complete the project, Waka Kotahi is aiming for the highway to reopen in May, although this is, of course, weather dependent. And boat ramp fees look to be on the way for Raglan, with the Raglan Community Board submitting to the full council to charge a fee of about $100 a year for boaties to park their trailers and use boat ramps in Raglan Whangaroa. Ratepayers and Raglan Sport Fishing Club members would get a discount in this proposal, and money raised would be used for the upkeep of the boat ramp. That was from the community board meeting yesterday, where we also learned the proposed work on the Wenera walkway looks like it's going to be limited by a very tight budget. Council engineers have said that the seawall below the walkway is nearing the end of its life, and it was thought that any work done there would probably have to meet modern standards in terms of path width and railings, and it doesn't look like there's room in current budgets for that to happen at this time. Extreme Zero Waste says the new Tiuku drop-off facility has been overly successful, with so much dumping happening that they've had to increase their service days from 3 to 5 times a week, which they are currently doing for free, although discussions are going on with council to remedy that. There is suspicion that a fair amount of illegal dumping is also happening at the site, and a bit of cross-contamination within the recyclables. There is no permanent staff member at the site, of course. And Extreme also says the new drop-off point in Tamata will soon be ready, as they're just waiting for concrete to be laid at the site. And it looks like commercial scooter companies won't be operating in Raglan anytime soon. Aside from our steep territory reportedly being a problem for electric scooters, Raglan Community Board member Chris Rayner says the commercial companies don't feel like Waikato District Council is very keen to have them, and they've gone to greener pastures. And that is the Raglan News for Friday, the 24th of March, 2023.